Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Happy August, my man.
Oh, happy August. I can't even get it out. It's too hot.
It's August 3rd, 2023. Sometimes I forget to say the date in the cold open or in the show itself. But not today. I got it out of the way immediately.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
So, Doug, what's on your mind?
I mean, seriously, I'm just melting. That's all Texans can think about. We're all slowly dying, catching on fire. And then there's the UFOs. I don't know. What about you?
Well, see, here's the thing about the UFOs. Is that I'm not as personally affected as I am by the heat. You know, there's not even like in all the times of all the years that people have probably seen genuine UFOs, they've never attacked or hurt anybody. I mean, I guess there's these stories of people being taken away and getting probed. But
yeah.
You know, the real legit stuff seems to be that, certainly there's things out there. I feel like they're sending like really big cameras and stuff. I don't know if the aliens themselves are even, they may be so far advanced.
Drones?
They don't even want to leave the planet, you know?
Yeah. Why would they want to come here?
Well, our guest today is a fellow who the two of you can have a hot off because he's in a warm place as well. He's going to be phoning in from hell today.
What?
No, he's in Florida.
Kind of.
Yeah. He's been on all my other podcasts, so people that listen to that other stuff know him and love him. And his name is Matt Fernandez.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
We can do Florida versus Texas. Who's dumber?
Oh, I thought of a good intro line, too. This is Wide World of Doug's, the show that is detested by people named Doug, or they're just not interested.
Are we still at a zero for shows? Yeah, we still are.
What does that
zero
mean?
Zero Dougs have attended, right?
Oh, I keep asking at every show I do now, even if it's just a guest set, because I think maybe I'll find a Doug just because they came to see somebody else. But there's no Dougs coming out to comedy. Or, you know, there's just been a work stoppage on the name Doug. It happened about 20, 30 years ago, because that's the age range that's coming to the clubs and not actually I should say I probably have an older audience, so I don't know, but anyway, let's go to work. Hello, Matt Fernandez, how's it going?
Hello, Doug Benson. It is going great. That was an aggressive theme song. You're right.
We warn all the guests about the aggressiveness of the song, especially if they've got like earbuds in or whatever, headphones, pans, if you will. And found out pre-show, Doug Millard and Matt Fernandez are two of our country's finest traveling comedians who have never crossed paths with each other.
That's right.
Yeah,
one crossroads. But here we are.
Have not happened. Maybe we could change that. One way I know that the two of you would bond is because Matt Fernandez asked me to come to Florida to do a movie mock, talking during a movie performance, and the movie we ended up doing was Roadhouse, which is one of
the greatest film ever made,
which is one of Doug Millard's favorite films.
Absolutely.
Mostly because he lived it. One time, a large stuffed bear fell on him.
I did actually at one point work at a Walmart in Texas, like outside of Dallas. And there was a fellow employee where, like, day one, as soon as he got hired, he looked like Dalton. He looked like, you know, Swayze. He had this, like, long flowing hair, like, very sharp characteristics in his face. And I was fascinated. And then one day he told me he used to bounce at a bar in Lubbock. And he told me how he threw a guy through a table. And I'm just like, it is Dalton. He's alive. It blew my mind.
I throw a guy through a table. What?
Yeah. Oh, man. That was great.
He got downgraded to a bouncer at Walmart.
Yeah. He did security.
You mean the table broke in two? No. He just went through it. It was still a table. It just had a hole the shape of that guy in it. All right. Well, so sorry to ask you to participate last minute, Matt, but I contacted you this morning when a really big guest I wanted to have on the show dropped out. And but I've been wanting to have you on anyway. So here we are.
Oh, thanks. That makes me feel great. I'm a very big guest physically.
That's the other thing. My wording was unfortunate there, that I shouldn't have brought size into it. But you're also you also have a lot of fun with your I don't even want to call it weight issues. I mean, you definitely have lost some weight over the years, correct?
Yeah, I'm actually down pretty far, further than I've ever been since like high school right now. But I got married and I lost a bunch of weight after the wedding.
Yeah, it's an exciting place to be. And so those handles, I mean, X is probably going to stop being a thing at some point anyway. But, in the meantime, you are Fat Hernandez on your social media. Yep. And I've always thought that was funny slash going to be a problem for you. Because you can't stay fat just for an Instagram handle.
No, I can't. I'm going to change it to Sad Hernandez.
That doesn't even make sense.
Oh man, someone took Fat Hernandez on Instagram. I can't even get it. I keep messaging them and they're not even using it. My Instagram is Hernandez World.
Well, that's no fun, but I guess it is a fun handle for a formerly fat person, because you can, you can laugh about it, and you don't have to catch anybody up to speed that you're formerly fat. Cause it'd be weird for a guy who's always skinny to call himself that. Unless it's like a little guy they call, huge guy they call tiny, that kind of thing. You've done all of my podcasts, Matt Hernandez. And here's the funny part is I wanted to see if either of you would take the bait and ask who the bigger guest was that fell out.
I don't think my ego could take it.
I was so ready to ask the fun with... I didn't even know what I was going to say. I was going to do it in the moment. I was either going to say someone really super duper famous that obviously we're not going to get on the show ever, or somebody that's just like Matt would just be like, wait a second. So this guy canceled. That's how I got my big Wide World of Doug's break.
But, it was Gallagher too.
Yeah, but it wasn't real, It was I was just kidding. I was just joking, but nobody took the bait.
I felt weird asking. Like it was going to sound like I was
Matt,
bummed
like,
out.
Why did you even say that to him? I'm not going to make it worse by being excited about who almost was here.
Hey, Matt, can you mute yourself real quick?
Sidebar.
No, I'm joking.
Is that what we're doing? Fuck with me?
That's not what this show is at all. And I don't know why I wanted to start that way, but I just... In my head, I thought it was just a funny thing because it was a scramble to get a guest, and you were available to do it today, fortunately, but it was like a friend of mine was going to possibly do it. And, but I went into it. You know how sometimes you'll just book somebody on a show, just like they're only at like 60, 70%, but you're like, I got to book this show and that sounds, I'll roll the dice. So yeah, that's what happened to me, is it was just a severe, it was a silly dice roll that I didn't need to make, but I went for it, but it wasn't for a big guest. It was just for a friend of mine.
I'm sorry DiCaprio couldn't make it.
Yeah, exactly. This is my buddy Leo. You know what he does? He just doesn't do podcasts in August because not only is he named Leo, he is a Leo, and he likes to just spend that entire month on yachts. And you know what his favorite game to play on a yacht is?
Yahtzee?
Is she above 25?
How did you know that? Did you already read that somewhere?
I just took a guess.
All right.
I've been on his yacht. What do you think?
Now, Matt's done all of my other podcasts, I think. Every other one of them he's been on. All four of them, I think. But, you know, first time, only time on Wide World of Doug's, because we don't have repeat guests per se. But you have the distinction in my podcast career of being on two lost episodes, I think.
Yeah.
Of shows that I did.
They're both, I think, both in Tampa.
Yeah, they're both at the Tampa club there that I have done the show at before. And, you know, I'm not trying to drag them through the mud or anything, but I just think it's funny and weird that, like, you know, you're living down in Florida. I come through, I have you on in Orlando, Miami, Tampa, anywhere in that area. If I can, I'll have you on the show. And, but Tampa, one time, there was like a power surge when they lit up the Tampa the Ybor Christmas tree, and so the power went out. They didn't record the show, and then I came back another time. But Matt had been a guest the first time. I was just like, you know, and we had a really fun show. It was a good show with lots of laughs, and you know, you rarely smoke weed after whatever. You're barely going to remember what happened. And then there's no recording. And then, so then we're like, okay. And Tam was like, you know, hey, let's try it again. I was like, all right, I'll let you try. You know, let's try this again. And we did it again. And they had another issue where they didn't record it. And Matt was probably the only person that was on both, I think. Yeah. And so that was a double whammy. Two times.
You asked the sound guy in the middle of it. You were like, are we good? And he was like, yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
And, you know, I like a live show or a show that's not going to be heard by every, you know, if I could get away with it, I'd do a Doug Loves Movies from time to time where the point is that there's no, we don't record it. It's just for the live audience. But, you know, you might as well record it. You know what I mean? It's, it's just nice to get it out there to everybody, but it's a, you know, a different experience in person. So anyway, so that being said, you still have been on Doug Loves Movies a ton of times, and Getting Doug with High, and a couple other shows, whether you knew it or not, because I had one show where I would use, remember sometimes when you'd be on the show with me doing stand up, I'd have you play a game against audience members.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I used to put those into Doug Loves Minis. And I'm thinking about doing that again, you know, whenever the situation calls for it. But more on that later. So this show is about names, and we're going to talk about your name. But first, some warm-up questions that we ask all of our guests. You know, these questions they're formatted, you know, but we can go off topic a little bit. But I say it's like inside the actor studio if that guy were alive and not pretentious.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Matt, let me try this on you, Matt. Welcome to Wide World of Doug's, the show that is detested by people named Doug, or they're just not interested. Is that a good?
Other Doug,
are you excited? Are you excited to participate?
It is correct.
Okay. Apparently, fantastic. I am. My name's not Doug, so I'm stoked.
Yeah, you're in. You're good. Okay, so first non-name question, but I hope you'll see a pattern in these questions. Is how many? I know you have tattoos, but how many do you have in total?
Oh.
Do you know? I love it when the guest doesn't
seven.
Know.
Seven. Okay. I've never counted that. Seven.
You mean like when you were getting number five, number six, or number seven, you weren't like that aware of how many you'd gotten previously?
It happened.
Yeah. Once you get past like two or three, you just stop counting.
What's the closest you've gotten two of them together? Have you ever like gone on a weekend bender and ended up with two tattoos?
No, I've never gotten them that close together. Usually it takes me months to decide to finally commit and get one, but no, I've never gotten one like
it's like having babies, like you wait every 9 months.
Like one dude tattooing my leg
every year,
my back. Yeah, usually it's like every 6 months or so. I'll get the itch.
Might not be a bad idea to have them like 3 years apart, because then that way the older tattoo can be more responsible for the younger tattoo.
Oh, that's the cutest tattoo joke I've ever heard.
They never go that way for some reason. All right. I got to write that down. Get your tattoos. All right. So that's good. What's your favorite of all the ones you have? Or let's start with most regrettable. Or do you regret any of them?
I actually just got one of them covered up. It was like my second Ooh. One. And it was the only one I got done by someone who I didn't know personally before going in. Like I just found a guy and had him do one. And it was a lizard. So it was super white trash. And I had to get it covered up by a friend of mine. And he did a great job. So I'd say that one is my favorite just out of practicality because he covered up one that I really didn't like.
Oh, yeah. That's a good – yeah, it's nice that the you can call the new tattoo your favorite.
Yeah.
How many out of seven were you not of sound mind?
Seven?
Seven for seven.
100%. Seven. not like super drunk, but I'll usually get pretty high before.
Yeah,
they don't like you getting super drunk because you bleed a lot.
Yeah, so it sprays out. Line. It sprays out if you've been drinking.
Yeah, it's like
a Tarantino movie. It just flies out.
It's really hot too. It's like lava.
Yeah.
No, I'm just usually super high.
It really heats up your blood if you drink too much. But yeah, but are there any discussions amongst tattoo artists and stoners about if that's a bad idea or anything?
No, usually they'll get high with me after they're done. And I'll right. say thank you. And,
yeah, you just don't want them high while they're doing it, because a lot of them, that might be an issue.
Sure.
Especially if they have to spell words.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so no misspellings in any of your tattoos?
Nope, all spelled correctly. Really, really sound spelling. Just great literacy here in Florida.
It's nice to hear that you have some writing on there, that there's some actual reading and not just pictures.
Yeah, you know, I'm more of a novel than a children's book.
Remember when you had those, of course you remember, those wrist slappy things, what are those called?
Oh yeah, koozies?
What are they called?
Koozies?
No, the things you slap on your wrist and it wraps.
Well, they were slap koozies. They were like big slap bracelets that you slap around your beers.
Oh, you slap it around the beverage, not around your arm.
People would go around hitting each other with them after the show and treating them like slap bracelets.
I love slap bracelets are so fun, but these are like industrial strength slap bracelets, because now that That's he right. mentions it, they were bigger because they're not, they're meant to go around like a tall can.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not like a regular
can. I still have a few of those laying around somewhere.
Oh my God. Like, and they had like, they had one of his funny jokes on them, Doug. Do you remember which jokes were on the slap cans?
I always cut my six pack rings so they don't choke any dolphins. And then said, if I'm going to choke a dolphin, it'll be with my bare hands.
Oh my goodness. that's dark humor for a beer clapper. And what, that was the only one you did that with?
Yeah. That was,
did you have bumper stickers or t-shirts that had another joke on them?
I had old t-shirts a long time ago that was like, I don't even remember what the joke was. But yeah, those are the most recent merch. I should probably make some new stuff.
I mean, I see some of these people just clean up with the t-shirts thing, but I've never come up with one that's like clever in that way, you know, where everyone needs to have one, you know.
Yeah.
At the height of my popularity, I sold a lot just because people were nice and just wanted to buy something. But like, yeah, I never really nailed the merch thing.
I just tell people that they can pay whatever they want, and then they usually end up giving me way more just because they, you know, want to contribute.
Right. That's what they want to pay. Pay mm-hmm. whatever you want. And you better want to pay a lot or else you're a jerk. That's what I'd say. See, I'm terrible at this. Okay. So what about pets? Have you been on the naming end of a pet situation? Have you gotten to name any animals?
That's funny. We're about to get a dog. We are dogless. Oh. We lost our dog last year, and then we got married. So we were like, let's wait until after the honeymoon. But we are in the market. And his name will be Apollo Creed Fernandez. I have already chosen it.
Okay. So he's going to have to live up to the name. You're not going to pick a dog that looks like an Apollo Creed Fernandez.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm going to make him live up to it.
Yeah, because like, are we talking about
Chihuahua?
What size dog? Yeah, exactly. What size yeah. dog are we talking about with such a badass name?
I don't like small dogs. I want a full size, like a nice roomy dog, thick.
What about, do I interest you in a sedan or a compact? What do you mean by?
I like a roomy dog.
What kinds of fall under the category of a full dog for you? That you narrowed it down to like two or three types?
Yeah, I think, well, our last dog was a golden retriever, so I think this time we might go a little, maybe German Shepherd or something along those lines.
Oh, German Shepherd, boy, you could really teach them to do some damage.
Yeah. I mean, I don't plan on doing that, but yeah, I guess you could.
Put like give them a steak every night with a Nazi armband wrapped around it. Jesus. All right. Well, I love that. I love that. So no previous naming situations, because people are probably like, oh my God, the guy gives it three names. He gives it his own last name. We can't let him name this poor little gerbil.
No, the last one was just named Marley. Very boring.
They let you name the last dog as well?
No, my wife did.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but Marley's a, you know, that's a great name.
It's a classic.
Yeah. Apollo Creed Fernandez. So you're like, so are we, is he basically, I know Fernandez is your last name, but the Apollo Creed part, are you naming him after Carl Weathers or
is Michael there another B. Apollo Jordan? Creed? No, yeah.
Is it Michael B. Jordan? Like,
how dare you? His name was Adonis Creed. And no, of course it's Carl
wow.
Weathers.
Oh my God.
Rocky's
you are in deep. You got so upset about the Adonis thing. Also, though, yeah. Holy shit. Apollo Creed. So when Apollo Creed dies in Rocky 3-ish?
Four.
When he dies in 4, they've established that he has a kid, and Rocky's like, oh shit, he's had a kid.
Your Stallone impression is spot on.
Thank you. But is that true? Is that kind of the gist of it? Or does he die and then later it's crafted to make it a Michael B. Jordan vehicle that he had a son that we never talked about before?
Yeah, that's it. He had a son later. Yeah.
Well, because we didn't really see his life that much. Even in the one he died in, he was still like a supporting character who was beloved. But once you get past part two, you got to kill off a supporting character every episode.
Yeah.
Or start from scratch.
They had a secret fight at the end of the third movie that Apollo Creed won. So Rocky won one, Apollo won one, and they tied on one. So that makes them pretty much equals.
I know, but, you know, what's Apollo the secret? Why is the secret fight in the movie? They should have really kept to their word and made it absolutely secret.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have gotten into the movie. Also, when movie and TV conversations creep into this podcast, I want to just be clear that we are following strike guidelines by WGA and SAG and AFTRA by not specifically promoting anything other than the idea of actors and movies being great. And yeah, I don't know why I felt like I had to say that, but
pay writers,
you know. Yeah, and the actors, you know. And now there's this shifty thing where it sounds like you know, they're gonna the producers are playing ball more with the actors, and they're gonna hold out on the writers. Like, what kind of nonsense? Yeah, I mean, maybe they think they can, you know, not give the full deal to the actors, but what they're asking, what's being asked for by the Writers Guild and SAG-AFTRA is so minuscule compared to, you know, they're asking for a portion of the profits. First of all, they're not asking for the, you know, they're not trying to break the company. They're just taking money from the profits, and they only want like 3% of all the profits from these, you know, major movies and TV shows that they make so much money about. And apologies to the listeners if I've already said all that in a previous episode, but I just felt like anyone's going to name their dog Apollo Creed Fernandez is probably also not a union buster. Probably very pro-union. So the third question for you, before we really get into it, is, are you an individual who has named anything you own? Like, have you given a name to your car or your motorcycle or your bicycle? Shout out Pee Wee Herman. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I know, right?
I don't know, man. Yeah, I feel like I've always, like, if you name your car or your motorcycle, I've always felt like you're such an asshole.
Feel douchey, yeah, to be like, you know, hey, that's my car, the Sexmobile, or whatever.
Yeah, no. I named
you
my
never. You never owned a pussy wagon.
No.
Grease Lightning. No. I guess people that are going to race their cars tend to name them. Although I don't feel like names come up at all in the Fast and Furious franchise. I don't think they're ever like, I call this car whatever, but in older movies, the cars have names a lot of the times. They treat them like horses. Yeah, Herbie the Love Bug is a really good one. How those fucking cars got referred to as love bugs, I'll never know. I mean, I guess I could know if I just looked it up, but it's just such
also a
strange
flying cars back then. Strange now leap. You pointed out, car flies at the end of Grease. Herbie flies.
Herbie like gets it's mostly momentum off of a pier or a cliff or something with Herbie. But yeah, they fly away at the end of Grease. Well, that's the thing about Grease is it's like, in a lot of ways, it's not good. It feels really cheesy and stupid. But that's when you find out. When you delve into the making of it, a lot of it, that was what they were going for. And it's also just dirtier and weirder than people even know until you, like, you know, really look into it.
I mean, they were, you know, it's a weird premise. They're like, you know, they're high schoolers, but they're 30 years old.
They're 30 years old, but they're also like, you know, accelerated sexually for even for high schoolers.
Yeah.
All the characters just roaming the streets at night looking for something to have sex with. It's wild. You know, and Olivia John's all pure. She's just looking into a kiddie pool, just crying. And they had to add that to the movie just to give her a goddamn moment. Give her some peace and quiet. All right. So good for you. You haven't named anything. And I was trying to remember if Pee-wee just calls it his bike in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, or if he named his bike something.
Oh man, I just.
I think he says
this.
I think he says the brand of it and all the extras that it has.
Yeah,
on it.
I think it's just bike though.
I don't think it has a name. Yeah, and the tagline, I think, was the story of a boy and his bike.
Hmm.
But anyway, I was just. You know, not to, this is about you today, Matt, but we did lose Paul Rubens this week, and he you know, not only was so influential on me because of the Pee Wee Herman character and how much I love that growing up and getting into comedy, but also once you start looking at everything else he's done, every time he shows up in a guest role or in a small part in a movie or whatever, he would nail it every time. He was such a good actor, such a chameleon. He should have been like Peter Sellers level, or, you know, even a guy that, you know, had a similar route coming through Tim Burton stuff, Michael Keaton.
Right. I love him in Blow. I think that movie is so great and he's great in it.
Yeah. Everybody brings that up. It's a really, really good movie. All right.
I did a 2-hour wormhole that night of all of his Letterman appearances.
Oh my God.
So fun.
I did too. I saw those too.
So great.
He was so funny, and it was so funny to me how, like, I think, you know, Letterman of today, if he sat down and watched those, would be like, I was just hard on him because I was just didn't know how to get laughs off of just the pure joy of what he was doing. You know, like a Jimmy Fallon would just sit there and laugh at everything, like it was the funniest thing he ever seen. But Letterman has, you know, is more dignified than that, especially back then when he was a stiffer host. You know, it's weird to see how stiff he is and how he really just, and the way the segment is devised, where he just has to keep, every time Pee Wee comes back, at some point Letterman has to go, okay, so what else do you have in your box? You know, like they keep trying to come up with different things for him to do because, like, you know, it's landing more with the audience than it is with Letterman. So it's just
the same. It kind of works because he's just kind of good cop, bad cop, or it's just like a weird straight man routine.
Yeah, but I remember him from my childhood. I thought, because I used to stay up late to watch Letterman, and I thought that he nailed it every time, and it was hilarious from start to finish. Because that was the first time you were hearing so many of those catchphrases and noises that he would make that became a regular part of the TV show,
dance,
and the movies,
all of it,
and the dance. Like the way he whips, the way he's in those three appearances over 3 years, he's more and more obsessed with giant shoes. Is really funny. Yeah.
So good, and nobody was doing anything like that. You know, Andy Kaufman, I guess, but like.
Well, that was the thing.
Just
weird. I was just pontificating about how when I was really falling in love with the form of stand-up on David Letterman, they had monologists like Seinfeld and Larry Miller and lots of people that were on a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But they also had like Joel Hodgson, Pee Wee Herman, Howie Mandel, Judy Tenuta, Emo Phillips. They had all these people that were doing a character. And just coming out and being weird. And they'd have prop acts and you know, magicians and stuff. And they just don't, you know, it's just not that anymore. You know, it's not a Brian case. So that's what happened with Paul Rubens, is he developed Pee Wee Herman at the Groundlings in sketches and then just realized, oh, I could do this anywhere. So then next thing you know, he's doing it like on The Dating Game, which I watched one of those the other day. And it's just wild because he's like finding the character kind of as he does it. So his character sort of changed over the years from when it first started. He was just really weird. He was just really like a man who just acted like a little boy.
I didn't know that there was like a developed character until recently. Like I thought that he just had the TV show and he was doing that for the TV show. I didn't realize he had been like, he developed that and worked on it for a while before the TV
show. He just did it in all various incarnations and, you know, and had a stage show where he did it, but he also like was in a Young Comedian special, just did a set like where he came out and the set was mostly fucking with people in the audience and pulling out weird stuff. There's this woman in the audience. I'll never forget it. There's this woman in the audience named Camille. And at one point he takes out this weird little zombie doll and he just goes, Camille, Camille, you know, in that voice of his. And I just thought it was hilarious and have always found him to be so funny. And people, even now that he's dead, people are still kind of like, he was a weirdo. You know, it's just like, no, he was a fucking genius.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to go to commercial. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back. We're here with Matt Fernandez. I hope the commercials weren't too long or boring and that you're going to buy all the products and services mentioned.
Buy stuff.
Yeah, just buy stuff. This is the time for it. If you're just going to, you know, any dime you have, just spend it on something. You know, put it back into that growing economy we keep hearing so much about. But happy to be here with some free entertainment with ads that you hopefully fast forward through. And now we're going to ask you part by part about your name, Matt Fernandez, starting with, simply enough, the question, growing up Matt, how was that? Usually that question doesn't rhyme.
It was all right. I mean,
you got a good relationship with the name Matt.
I like Matt. Yeah, I can deal with Matt. My mother always, she calls me Maddie.
Okay, I was gonna get to that because I don't, in my experiences with you, while I like, you know, making a name more informal, I always thought Matt was informal enough, you know, because it's not Matthew.
I always thought Matthew was, I never really cared for it. It's just, it's too much. It just,
and it's not Matthias. No.
And it's like a biblical name, but I'm not religious. But Matt is nice and simple.
Right. That's the thing about Matthew is you start thinking about some religious business there. That reminds me that you spent some time in St. Pete, correct?
Yeah, well, I live here now.
Yeah, there you go. St. Petersburg, Florida.
That is correct.
Do you think it's hotter right now than Austin, Texas, or Los Angeles, California?
I don't know. We cracked 100 yesterday. I wasn't looking at the weather in L.A. or Austin, but...
No, I know, but I'm just saying, you're probably pretty hot there right now, eh?
Yeah, eh? Yeah, it's a sweaty time of year right now.
Right. Well, as should be Los Angeles. Guess what the temperature is in Los Angeles right now?
Is it nice?
I mean, it's hot, but it's like it's been like strangely less hot than normal. While other places seem like they're having record highs. Yeah,
we're getting Austin's getting a 106 next week. Can't wait. Yeah.
What is it now?
102, which already feels like the end.
Can you believe that shit? 102.
Yeah, there's no 90s in sight.
It used to be you'd get a 102 in Austin, like you would get them, but pretty rarely.
Yeah.
It's such a mindfuck here because it'll rain and you'll be like, oh, it's probably going to cool it off. And then no, it just makes it worse.
Oh, it's worse.
It just makes it more swampy.
Hot and wet and swampy. Yeah. Well, we're a dry and sunny 84.
Oh, God.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, it's wild. It's so wild because I love the hot weather. That's why I like living here. So, like, the fact that it's hotter everywhere else all the time lately has just been wild to me. But also very hot close by, you know, like Palm Springs and Vegas and places like that, Arizona, Arizona's just like, they're starting to go, oh, wait a minute. You know, like we can't have 116 degree days in a row. That's not livable.
People in Arizona have
to move.
Our faces are going to fucking blow up like Schwarzenegger in Total Recall. Our eyes are going to be bulging out of our head when we try to go run an errand. And like on a normal hot day, you don't leave, leaving your pets and children. I almost said pets and animals because that is how a little I'm concerned about people's children. But You know, if you put either of them in a car just on a sunny, warm, regular day, it's dangerous. But these places where it's 116, it's just crazy. The things they're probably doing to their animals and kids because they don't, you know, they just live in it. It's so weird. They should have like snow days, but they're like, you know, heat days, and everybody plays floor is lava because it is. Okay, so you ruled out Matthew as a thing, but that's on your birth certificate?
Yeah, Matthew. Yeah, it just sounds like too nice a name for me. I don't deserve it.
Oh, I was gonna say, so you're in St. Pete. That's why I brought this up. You're in St. Pete. Is there a St. Matthew? That's a name, right? That's the same.
Yeah, that's a thing, I think. I don't know. I know it's a biblical name, but I don't know.
But you don't know what he's saint of or anything.
No, not at all.
You don't know his pronouns.
No.
And then can't know for sure. And then that led me to wonder, Doug, do you think there could not have ever been a Saint Doug, right?
No, there's no way. Like,
no way.
Saint Douglas, maybe, but
maybe Saint, but Doug, even that never. Feels like, nah, it's just Douglas. Yeah. Doesn't seem biblical at all, really.
Yeah, it's way somehow. Too new, right?
I guess new, but what about the New Testament?
Yeah,
New Testies. All right. So listen, Matthew, so you only got Matthew, like everybody was on board with you being Matthew from like a young age. I mean, Matt from a young age, like you just adopted that and lived in it.
That sentence was the most anyone has called me Matthew in my entire life.
Yes, wow.
I'm not used to hearing it that many times. Yes, everyone has always called me Matt.
And people, and you are a friendly fellow, so people fall to Maddie pretty easily with you.
Only my mom calls me that.
Okay.
Anyone else call me that.
All right. Yeah. I, like I said, I don't think you seem like a Maddie, but, you know, it's fun to know that it's there and someone's using it.
Yeah. It's there.
Yeah. Because I do. It is most guys named Matt. I would probably quickly go to Maddie, but for some reason, Matt works for you, for me. And that's what really matters.
I don't feel like a Maddie either, but my mom can get away with it because, you know, she loves me and stuff.
Now, who do you like better, Matthew Perry or Matt LeBlanc?
Ooh, Matthew Perry.
Okay. So that's interesting.
Whole Nine Yards gets slept on. That was a fun movie. And obviously, you know, Chandler. I'll take Chandler over Joey.
You know, that's fair. I just, it's interesting that you're siding with the Matthew and not with the Matt.
I know, it is weird. Can I take Matt Damon? I'll take him over both of them.
Nobody needs to take Matt Damon. I just saw something today that I thought was funny about Matt Damon, and I've already forgotten what it was, but it was like...
It was some we'll take sort of your word
where,
for it.
Where he was kind of the punchline. It wasn't too mean, but it was still funny. Because ever it since
like that would have been a great story, Doug.
Ever since Team, just Google Matt Damon funny joke, and ever since Team America World Police, I just the name Matt Damon makes me laugh because I just everyone think of. Yeah. Him saying it in the movie, just be like, Matt Damon.
Everyone's hear it, things like that.
Yeah, it's so funny. But yeah, what was it that happened? Something to do with the strike, or I don't know. He's probably one of the people that donated $1 million. There's a bunch of celebrities that donated $1 million, like 10 of them, that donated $1 million to the strike fund. And people are talking about what heroes they are. And it's like, well, okay, yeah, they give up less than 1% of their monthly income.
The fact that they had $1 million to donate is kind of, yeah, that proves the point. There's clearly more money out there for the writers.
Yeah. What's your middle name, Matt?
Michael.
Ooh, I'm liking this. Michael. I'm liking right. Michael. Yep. Matthew Michael.
Mm-hmm.
That's good because Michael, there's a lot of times people have a, you know, their middle name is, you know, a name that goes good with their first name, but that last name doesn't sound like a middle name. It sounds like a last name. A lot of showbiz last names are people just using their middle name.
I considered using my middle name for stand-up just because I thought my last name would confuse people, and it has, like, over the years. Like, everyone, every time I come off stage, people are like, "Where's Fernandez from?" So there was a time when I was genuinely considering just going by Matt Michael.
Right, but then you kind of have to add an S to it, right?
Then I'd have to be Matt Michaels. Matt Michaels. And even that sounds, it sounds fake. It sounds like a fake name.
It does sound like a game show host.
Yeah.
Here's Matt Michaels.
Yep. And so I was like, nope, you know, I'll just stick with Fernandez.
Is your dad George Michael? That's true.
It really opens up some doors you don't want to open.
No, he's the other guy.
That means your initials even sound kind of intimidating to me because they're MMF.
That's right.
You mean motherfucker. He's a mean motherfucker from outer space. MMF. Yeah, that's the best turnout for your. I was looking at your initials earlier, and every combo didn't like really appeal to me too much. But MMF is that's pretty good.
Thanks, like
Doug. Yeah,
I appreciate it.
You're gonna
so
get
rarely
a grade.
Do I get complimented on my initials.
You get a grade at the end of this test. I'm analyzing you, but with the most frivolous of information. So listen,
he didn't have time to study. It was last minute,
right? Listen, you MMF, what about Fernandez? That is that we got to explain to the listeners when you were like, people are like, Fernandez, what? It's because, you know, you present as a white dude, even a red-headed white dude.
Yeah, it's confusing. Right? I agree. And now I've stricken my wife with my last name, and she's whiter than me. So it's very confusing.
Oh, shit. Here come the Fernandezes, the block's biggest liars. Here come those people from the witness relocation program.
Yeah, it's white people are curious about me, and Spanish people are disappointed when they see me.
But so that's the thing, though, is that I think it makes sense to keep it professionally because it's already an interesting thing you can talk about, you know, on stage, interviews, whatever. Like, it's a fun thing that's genuinely your name.
Yeah, in the early days, I definitely had some, like, you know, ha 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 jokes about it. I don't really talk about it anymore just because it's so, like, easy. But yeah, for sure. I mean, I talk about it after, because I know I'm going to talk about it after every show. People always
go right
where that came from or why and whatnot. So it's more of a conversation.
Need those, exactly. You need those easy things when you're starting out as a comic, just to give people something to cling on to and talk to you about instead of just coming up to you. You know, looking at the headliner saying great set and then looking at you and walking out the door.
You were funny.
Yeah, you were funny. You were funny too. Or I liked you better happens a lot too. That's crazy when the guy, the headliner standing right there, you're just like, okay.
So weird. It's not a contest. Okay, I don't.
This headliner is winning, believe me. Your little nod that you tossed my way is not gonna help anything.
Yeah, give me 50 bucks.
If anything, you hurt me by telling me I'm funnier in front of the headliner. Okay. But what about Fernandez in terms of what did that give the kids in the playground to work with? Like, did they enjoy that your name sounded more ethnic than you were?
I don't think it ever really came up. I think probably because I live in Florida that it was just kind of like there's so many Spanish people here that it was just kind of falling by the way.
Not a big deal. Yeah. So not a joking point. Like, so what would the kids that are, or were you, you know, were you?
How did they make fun of you?
If you're trying
to stir up trauma.
No one ever called me a racial slur, Doug, if that's what you want to hear.
I'm saying that there's the children with the twisting of the names. Like, no matter how elegant or perfect your name is, a child would find a way to, make it an insult.
Luckily, my first name is Matt, and that rhymes with fat. So they got pretty hung up on that
they
one.
They got it all done with. They didn't have to think about Fernandez and how hard it is to rhyme with anything.
Exactly. It's the orange of last names.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's fun. I've been, I don't know if fun's the right word for it, but I've been taking the name of the guest each week of late and trying to do an anagram of their name. So it's coming up with another, you know, with a sentence or something that sort of makes sense, but using only the letters from the person's name. And Matt Fernandez was already, you know, sent me, it was already going to be a tough time because of the Z at the end of Fernandez, because there's so few Z words and you have to use every letter. So you immediately have to apply the Z to some word that's also in your name. And so here's what I came up with. Instead of Matt Fernandez, you should be called Zen Tent Farmad.
That's my alien name.
Or if you prefer, Zen Farm Tent Ad, I thought it's another one to go. But I think you have to start with Zen and end with Ad.
That's your new showbiz name.
Yeah,
it's official.
You didn't come here to change names, but it is a challenging anagram, and I challenge anybody to come up with like a two-word name with those letters, because I ended up coming up with four words, you know, because the dream would be to come up with two, so it also just feels like a two-word name. Mm-hmm. So back to Fernandez for a second. Who are the famous Fernandezes? Who are the famous ones? Who are the famous people named Fernandez? Was that ever?
Did you ever know any? Society has always tried to keep my people down.
It seems like a very popular name. You know, like even a name like Johnson's pretty boring, but there's famous people with the last name Johnson.
There's probably a baseball player. Some
are even magical. There's definitely some baseball players, Fernandez, but that's interesting that there isn't not even like a fictional character. It's really, it's a tough one for anybody to just sort of exploit other things that are called Fernandez or other people in dealing with you. Like, you know, have you ever been in a roast battle?
Yeah, sure. A few times.
Yeah, they can. How much fun can they have with the name Fernandez? Zero. That's how much.
After the name, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm just googling famous Fernandezes. I've never heard of any of them.
Yeah. So, have you heard of that show? Zach Galifianakis hosted that show, Between Two Fernandezes.
Well played, Doug. Well played.
That's this entire episode was just building up to that joke. It's a cleverly constructed map that leads me to one laugh before it ends.
I wish you just hopped off the Zoom right there.
Oh my god! Yeah, just Matt. Hello, Matt. Are you there? What happened? But we got to ask you the most important question that we ask everybody on this show, and that is, who are the Dougs, other than your new favorite Doug, Doug Mellard, and your old favorite Doug, Doug Benson? Who are the Dougs in your life? Have there been any? Or is it just all Fernandez everywhere you look?
I don't think. I think
Doug Fernandez is a cool name, I think.
I think you're my first Doug.
That's wild. That is, we are really, Dougs are truly becoming extinct.
Oh, well, I opened for Doug Stanhope a couple of times.
He's nice. Yeah, he's a good one.
That's about it.
Yeah, there's a few out there. We've talked to a couple of them. We're like, the first gentleman, second gentleman. God, I always say it wrong.
Well, he's the first second gentleman. So
yeah,
it is confusing.
Yeah, he's a Doug, Doug Emhoff. We always talk about he'd be the dream guest. And like, if we could get him on halfway through the show, we just say, hey Doug, you know, you're the best guest we could possibly get, the most powerful Doug in the world, and then say, so, you know, we, there's no reason to continue, and then just end early.
In the whole thing.
just silence, and then the sounds of Doug, the sounds of Doug Emhoff like asking, you know, somebody else on the Zoom call or somebody to explain to him what's going on.
Are we done?
Doug's, are you there, Doug?
CIA. Is this what it's supposed to be?
What happened?
Starts crying.
It would be funny to just, because again, speaking of long form comedy, to do a podcast for years where you keep saying you want to get this guy on and then you finally get him on and it's just a fucking he seems like a nice guy. I got nothing against him other than the fact that his name is Doug, which I don't appreciate that. Because I like it to, you know, I think I like it to stay a low-key name. I don't want anybody to be super-duper famous named Doug.
Many guests don't know who he is, so.
Well, that's the other thing. we didn't spring it on you this time, Matt, but a lot of times we ask people, you know, what do you think about Doug Emhoff? And they're like, well, who is Doug Emhoff? But that's how Dougs do it. They keep it so low key that, you know.
If you had just said his name, I wouldn't know who he was.
Yeah. It'd just be like, who are you talking about? Especially if you call him Douglas Emhoff, because he really does kind of come off like a Doug.
If anyone deserves to be called Douglas, it's him.
I know. He really does deserve the respect. He's so nice and down homesy and friendly that, you know, I think he's a Doug. I think he's a Doug everywhere but the bedroom. And there, God knows what she calls him. Who knows how weird that gets. Well, thank you, Matt.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Fernandez. Oh, Matthew Nandez. You could mash up your name like you're married to yourself. What do you got to promote, dude? Let's do some promotional work here. You got performing anywhere people can come see you?
Yeah, I'll be at Crowbar in Ybor City on August 19th, opening for Shane Torres.
And oh, that's super fun.
Yeah, and I'll be headlining Comedy Zone in Columbus, Georgia, and Fort Walton Beach in October. You can go to MattFernandezWorld.com for all my dates.
Well, say that again, that you're going to be at the Comedy Zone, and then stop, and I'll do the musical sting that goes with that.
Oh, okay. I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Columbus, Georgia, and Fort Walton Beach in October.
Get in the zone, Comedy Zone. all right, thank you, Matt, for being here. Doug, do you have any plugs?
I totally forgot to look at my dates, but just find me on social at Doug Meller. I'll probably throw it out there. So
yeah,
I know Doug I got Meller, some. Just forgot to look before the podcast.
Doug Meller, and your guess is as good as mine. You know, just go see some live comedy. Maybe Doug will be there, especially. Yeah. Especially if you're in the Austin area, because just announced I'm doing stand-up on Tuesday, October 24th, and Doug's going to be there on that show. And then the next night I'm doing a Douglas Movies on the 25th at Cap City Comedy at the Domain in Austin, Texas. It's my first time playing that particular new iteration of a great old club that I played a bunch of times in. Always loved. I'm doing a movie interruption, the Benson movie interruption. It's a choose your own. Everybody's going to bring DVDs and Blu-rays. I shouldn't say everybody. People who want to participate are going to bring a Blu-ray or DVD. And then, you know, we're going to pick the one the audience is most into and then watch it and talk during it. And that's this Monday, August 7th. All my dates are at DouglasMovies.com. And Matt, we title every show some sort of Doug pun of some kind or something, and then with the name of our guest after that. And I hope everybody's pleased with what I came up with. And thanks again, Matt Fernandez, for joining us.
Thank you.
And to Doug Mellard for thanking. Thank you, Matt Fernandez, for being here. As always, St. Doug.